Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ami Kazar is here. Ami is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're glad to have him back. We've missed him. He's been away from us for a little while. He's the CEO and the founder of Multifunding, which is an organization designed to help small business owners get access to the capital that they need. And it was good to see him last week at the U.S. Chamber event. Ami, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good to be with you, Jim. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was good to see you last week.
Nice to see you, too.
Yeah, Ami was an exhibitor at the U.S. Chamber's Small Business Summit event where I was, and he's working hard. I mean, one of the things that you've always been focused on is helping small business owners, and I appreciate that. You're a great advocate for small business owners, and especially in the area of access to capital. And as you well know, one of the challenges small business owners have is being capitalized. As I've said many times, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business because we're all undercapitalized. So the key is having access to capital. We don't have much. We don't have as many options as big companies do, as large companies do. And most of our growth capital comes in the form of loans, doesn't it?
Correct. All of the growth capital comes in the form of loans. And I think the most important thing to realize is that there are loan options out there for almost anybody. The question is if you can afford them and if they're right for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen since the Great Recession almost an army of alternative lenders develop who are happy and ready and willing to lend money to small businesses at exorbitant rates and at very short amortizations.
What rates are you seeing?
Oh, my gosh. You calculate an APR on some of the loan products, we can see anywhere from 40 to 200%.
Well, that's usury.
It is, and the way they get away with it...
That's against the law in most states.
The way they get away with it is they don't call it a loan, they call it an advance.
And they
say that they're buying a piece of your future receivables.
Oh, is this a form of factoring, a creative form of factoring?
Well, I don't think it's factoring at all. I'm an advocate of factoring.
Yeah.
But factoring only works for businesses that are selling...
That actually have customers, yeah.
Products and services to other businesses. And this will work for any business that has bank accounts and has some customers paying them some money. And I don't want to get too focused on that, but the new world is... that there are going to be there are lots of options out there. If you go out on the web and you put in small business loan, you'll see dozens of people trying to push their wares and offering you fast money and quick money and money tomorrow. And Jim, I see these loans destroy businesses.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. I mean. Today, and I was just talking about this with Bill Dunkelberg in the last hour, if you're still in business today, you're either doing just fine because most small business owners are not trying to borrow money because they don't see the growth potential. Plus, they've also deleveraged, and if they grow, they're able to pay for that growth capital, find the growth capital in the form of retained earnings because they're running their businesses better. So today, people who are looking for the kind of loans you're talking about are the last vestiges of businesses that haven't failed yet, and they're probably pretty desperate. What do you think?
I don't know if there's a generalization like that. And our experience at Multifunding, where we're talking live to lot of small business owners and entrepreneurs every week who are looking for capital. Shows a real diversity in what's going on out there, and amongst other things, which, you know, I think is a positive trend, we see businesses that are really starting to grow now and starting to see a lot of demand for their product or service that maybe wasn't there 2 or 3 years ago.
But is that causing them to think about borrowing money to grow their business? Is that what you're seeing?
In many instances, not in all instances, but in many instances, that's true. And, you know, the thing about small business is that it's so diverse. And there's so many, you know, businesses at all kinds of stages and different stages that I always get hesitant to say that there's one rule or one trend. Sure, there are plenty of businesses that shored up their balance sheets during the recession. There are plenty of other businesses that are still struggling to come out of bad loans they took in the recession. I just spoke, I wrote an Inc. column about this last week, that there was a family car business that been around 40 years, upstate New York. They own their real estate, and during the recession, Chrysler, like they did to so many others, pulled their dealership. And these guys are struggling to survive, and they've recreated themselves, and they've become a used car lot, and they've built a repair side to their business, and making great progress. And, you know, they took some hits to their credit, like so many other did. And then a few months ago, they made a mistake of taking their 6-month amortizing cash advance loan. And that's literally on the verge of destroying their business. And in this
Because what originally was supposed to help them with their cash flow is now hurting their cash flow.
Right, because these loans, most of the time, give the client 6 months to pay it back. And they
It's loan sharking, isn't it?
In many cases, it is. Now, in this case, sometimes the client has no other choice but to do what to do. But in this case, the sad part about it was they actually had equity in their building, and they could have refinanced their note, and they could have had 20 years to pay that money.
Why wouldn't they work with a local bank? Why wouldn't a local? I mean, there's a local bank that would work with an organization like that, folks. Before you start down this road that Amit's talking about, you know, check out his website. Multifunding.com, is that right, Ami?
Correct, yes.
Check out his website, but also check with your local independent community bank. I promise you. And tell your local independent community, do this, folks. Tell them I sent you. Tell them that Jim Blasingame said, I'm supposed to come and talk to you about a loan. And maybe they won't throw you out. 20 after, right back with Ami Kazar. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.